If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Rude.
No, not going to primal scream.
All right. Okay. All right.
But yeah, no, I totally agree.
Primary scream?
I totally agree with Ian Millhiser.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, that he might have to wait till after the election to do it, but I think Comey should be fired.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just said it perfectly in your first tweet. You just said, oh, damn it, on the emails already.
It was a totally unnecessary thing. And, you know, and again, and Paul Krugman's column today is actually really good about it, where he talks about, essentially, this is about, you know, the right wing whining so much that people end up doing stupid things or doing things just to please them, like tilting, like the whole idea of the idiotic balance in news.
Right.
That comes from the right wing whining, oh, liberal media, when it was just, no, you guys just support stupid things.
Well, right. And now you can almost feel they're like, oh, good, it's a horse race again. You know, that she was on her way to a crushing landslide. Now it's like, you know, and people are going, did he do this because of down ticket? You know, can they just not, you know, handle the idea of a woman president? Is it, I mean, because people, I think, with a basic sense of fairness on both sides of the aisle, Rude, former justice officials that all wrote this letter from the Bush administration, justice officials saying this is unprecedented.
Jeannie Pierrot on,
yeah, that's what I said.
On Fox News. I mean, it's like, that's crazy. I mean, what's it called? That idiot ex senator Joe Walsh. He even tweeted out something saying, "Yeah, this is wrong."
Yeah.
I mean, if even dumb conservatives know this is wrong,
right,
it's just wrong.
I loved your tweet. You said, I was going to vote for Clinton, but now that the emails are back, I'm going to vote for the dumb, rapey sociopath, says no one right now.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, everybody's looking at that going, you know, oh, wow, wait, she used the wrong email. Oh, no, now let me vote for the guy who's got a rape trial coming up and a fraud trial coming up.
Yeah. Well, and you said the kindest reading of Comey's actions is that he's just an idiot. The less kind is that he's a conniving idiot.
Yeah, and the conniving could be that he's worried about that Republicans have essentially already promised to start investigating the FBI, and so maybe he just wanted to say, maybe he was covering the FBI's ass is the kindest reading you can give of this. But either way, it was dumb, it was improper, and it gave, you know, idiot a-holes like Jason Chaffetz the chance to crow and say, oh, look, there's something there.
Media jumped on his use of the word reopening investigation without, you know, finding out if that was true, which it's not.
Well, first of all, technically, I mean, and you hate to be technical and factual about this crap.
Right.
But, you know, it actually never was closed.
Right.
It was suspended.
Right.
If you close it, that means it's over, and that means you need to start a new investigation. So, and then Trump saying this is the worst thing since Watergate.
Right.
Dude, this isn't the worst thing for the Clintons since Watergate.
Exactly. Yeah, you wrote a scary Halloween story. You said it's alive. The FBI reanimates the Clinton email server fake scandal. The ugly ending of this ugly election just got even uglier, like a rotting armadillo ugly. Upside down candy corn, Donald Trump was starting to choke on his own conspiracy theories as Hillary Clinton amassed an insurmountable lead. Blah, blah, blah. And, here we go.
I'm sorry, I would like all of my blog posts reduced to blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sodomy joke.
Blah, blah, blah. I was just getting to the dirty part. as you write again, this is a big pile of nothing, and Comey was covering his ass and or starting up some, right, because who knows why, right, trying to get the FBI, as you sort of inferred, out of the crosshairs of you said pigs in Congress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they have. I mean, because of Donald Trump going around saying, you know, before this, you know, the FBI was just so blatantly political and obviously tilted against, just in the pocket for Hillary Clinton, you know, manipulated by Barack Obama. And now all of a sudden they're out with, yeah, but okay, you know what? The FBI's cool.
Yeah, right. I know. And by the way, I have, like, your description of the right wing feeding frenzy went from a fight at a monkey house to weasels after getting into the meth stash, which, I mean, if you watch the Trump rallies, right, not just the locker up, but you see the guy chanting, USA, USA, he's like got his little kid right next to him.
Chanting it at the media, which,
deplorable.
Seems a little on the nose, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. You say, welcome to the last dozen days of this endless and punishment of an election. I'm going to guess almost no one is thinking of changing their votes from Clinton to Trump because of some vague, undefined thing. Must be up with Clinton in the emails, even though you really don't know what the that is. But damn it, it just means the FBI is, or excuse me, the GOP is fluffing itself for the coming impeachment hearings. I mean, that's what's depressing. And Donald Trump has already set this up to totally delegitimize her as president, right? He tried to do with Obama.
Exactly. That seems to be what he sees his role as being is you know, he's not that not the right kind of people are being elected. And again, Chaffetz has already promised we're going to have more hearings. It is his sacred duty to have hearings on this. And, you know, it's like, no.
Oh God, I had to turn on my TV this morning. Here's Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy. I told you. I told you she was crooked. I told you.
Yeah. And Morning Joe, which is just, you know, if I see Joe's smirk and Mika giving that concerned little sigh one more time, I'm going to put my fist right through the TV. Probably right when Barnacle is on there, just because he looks like he could take a punch.
Yes. By the way, you had said your headline is Jason Chaffetz thinks he can just take the tip of Trump's because he said he won't defend or endorse him, but he's going to vote for him because HRC is bad for America. And as you and you said, he added, and I won't Mr. Trump's entirely. I will just lick the. Which is basically what he's saying.
Yeah. No, right. He is. He's like, okay. Just the head. Just the head. Okay.
Right. Not even a big lick.
That's enough.
Not even a big one. Just like you're not sure you like the flavor. Just a little lick. Right.
Yeah. Can I get pregnant this way?
I don't know. Rude Louise. We have 1 week. Can you believe we have 1 week left in this godforsaken hellscape of election?
God, can we just have some kind of drug-fueled, you know, days-long bacchanalic orgy after it's over?
Yeah.
Just you know, burning Trump hair, Trump's hair in effigy.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is I think then we were in two camps, people that I think you can be both still optimistic that Hillary's going to win and this isn't going to change a lot of votes. There's so few people in the undecided camp at this point anyway. But I think but it certainly is the gastrointestinal distress is really because you just can't believe it. Right.
Oh,
and we have a week left of who knows what October surprises. Right.
Right. And you know, you think of you see elections and you think of them as these great exercises in democracy. And instead, what it seems to be is inducing long term mass hysteria followed by PTSD. That seems to be what our elections are or they've become.
Yeah,
it is just a punishment we put ourselves through. And you can see, you know, you have the teachers talking about school kids are getting nastier towards each other and which they're blaming Trump because, you know what? What the hell? You know what? Hillary Clinton gets blamed for everything. Let's start blaming Trump for everything.
Yeah. Well, except in a lot of cases, they're chanting build the wall or the word Trump at Latino and Muslim students, you know? I think Hillary Clinton told yesterday a story about a gay kid being bullied. I don't know what to say anymore, Rude. This has just been, you know, you would think for comedy it's been great in some ways, but it's just been exhausting and soul-sucking.
No, there is nobody I know in comedy. And, you know, and I'm friends with, well, I won't name names, but I'm friends with people who are like just, you know, they're comedians and they're so friggin' sick of this.
Yeah.
Like everybody keeps saying, "Oh, don't you hope Trump wins because you know it'll be so easy?" And it's like, no.
Well,
because
God is a sexy liberal. I will say one thing because Anthony Weiner has popped up in the news cycle right before the final sexy liberal this Saturday.
Yeah.
Can't we all get to a bipartisan place of thinking Anthony Weiner is a disgusting weasel? Can't we get somehow to that place?
Oh yeah, and that. I mean, what was he doing? First of all, why was Huma on his computer?
Yeah.
You know what? Can I just tell you, I watched Wiener, the documentary, over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what it did for me? It made me feel so much better about all of my disastrous romantic choices in life. I was like, what? That guy?
I'm still sad that it didn't turn out that they just had an open marriage. I was really hoping it was like, oh, Anthony, you just do that. I'm going to be on the campaign trail.
Smart women, foolish choices.
Or maybe it was just,
I'm going to reread.
Or maybe it's just maybe there was just one rule. One rule, don't involve the kids.
Yeah, God. Yeah, try not to take a pick with your kids sit next to you. Splat!
No, no, no. Not just sitting next to him, but with the kid cuddled up to him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's splat. Like, oh, dude. Oh. You know, whatever. I'm as open-minded as they come, but...
But you're like, dude. When Rude Pundit says, dude, that is rude.
No, that's just... Yeah. That crap's inappropriate.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. I shall talk to you one more time before this godforsaken thing is over.
It's just going to be, you know, it's going to be the day before the election, so it's just going to be me weeping for 10
Me too. We'll just weep and hold each other. Just all right. I love you.
Bye.
All right, bye. Just crawl to the finish line. Or walk. We'll be walking dead. We will all be zombies by then.